আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রাহমানির রাহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিজাল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ মাই ডিয়ার ভিউয়ার্স, ওয়েলকাম টু দ্য প্রোগ্রাম দ্য কোর অফ অ্যাকশনস। In this program, we discuss the essence of intention, which is proclaimed as a foundation of action. In today's episode, we discuss the good intentions behind the call to prayer, known as azan, and the rewards associated with it. Additionally, we'll explore the virtues of replying to the azan and the blessings it brings. Before we start our topic, let's take a moment to reflect on the significance of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The individual who recites the Holy Quran, performs Hamd of the Almighty, sends Durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and seeks forgiveness from Allah Almighty, receives goodness from its place. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear viewers, Muslims are obligated to perform the five daily prayers. To call people to these prayers, specific words are recited, known as the azan. It is a unique tradition initiated by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was granted this special form of call to prayer. Before his time, various methods were used to gather people for worship, but the adhan became the established call to prayer for us. How did this tradition begin? Let's explore its origins. Abu Umair ibn Anas narrates from his Ansar uncle that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was faced with the matter of how to gather people for salah. One suggestion was to raise a flag at Salah time so people would see it and inform each other. However, the Holy Prophet did not favor this method. Another suggestion of using a conch was also presented, but it didn't meet the Prophet's approval either. Abdullah ibn Zayd, concerned about the Prophet's opinion on the matter, left troubled, pondering over the issue. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu states, "In my dream, I saw a man holding a conch. I inquired, 'Would you sell this conch?' He asked, 'What would you use it for?' I replied, 'To call people for salah.' He responded, 'Allow me to suggest something better.' Curious, I asked, 'What's that?' He advised, 'Say these words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala as-salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah." The narrator mentioned that when he approached the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the morning and shared his dream, he expressed, "I was in a state between sleep and wakefulness, and a figure appeared and taught me the azan." The narrator reveals that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had also experienced this dream previously, but chose to keep it concealed for 20 days before sharing it. The narrator recounts that later, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu also shared his dream with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon hearing this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired, "What held you back from sharing your dream?" Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu responded, "Abdullah ibn Zayd shared it first, so I felt hesitant to speak." Consequently, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed, "Bilal, rise and observe. Repeat what Abdullah ibn Zayd teaches you." Thus, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu called the adhan in the manner instructed. My dear viewers, as we've just heard, Allah Almighty taught the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the adhan through an angel to gather the people for salah, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam approved of it. It became the tradition of companions to call the adhan. And there was also an instance when the Holy Prophet himself called the adhan. Therefore, it is incumbent upon us to uphold the practice of these revered figures. Hence, whenever the opportunity arises, each of us should eagerly participate in calling the adhan. It serves as a call to righteousness because it invites people to salah, a virtuous act. In today's episode, we'll discuss the intention behind calling the adhan. Before calling the adhan, set the intention to follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. My dear viewers, when we deeply love someone, we naturally strive to follow every aspect of his life. As a Muslim, our profound love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam motivates us to follow his every action. Throughout his life, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam demonstrated numerous teachings for his ummah, including the practice of calling the adhan. Some may ask, did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself ever call the adhan? The answer is yes. There's a narration that recounts an instance during a journey when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam called the adhan and recited the testimony of faith as Ashhadu anni Rasulullah. I testify that I am the Messenger of Allah Almighty. From this narration, we learned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also called the adhan. Whenever you have the privilege of calling the adhan, intend to do so in accordance with the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. May Allah Almighty enable us to lead our lives following the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil kareem sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Set your intentions to call the adhan, seeking the virtues and rewards associated with this noble act. My dear viewers, calling the adhan holds great significance as evidenced by numerous sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When you're about to call the adhan, set your intention to attain the rewards and blessings associated with this noble act. Now let's explore some of these virtues together. The one who calls the adhan with the intention of seeking reward is likened to a martyr whose body is blood-stained, and when he passes away, his body remains untouched by worms. My dear viewers, martyrdom is an exalted status, and a martyr holds a special place among the bondmen of Allah Almighty. There are numerous virtues associated with martyrdom. In fact, in the Holy Quran, martyrs are mentioned in proximity to prophets and the Siddiqeen. This hadith draws a parallel between the one who calls the adhan with the intention of seeking reward and a martyr. It is hoped that the mercy of Allah Almighty will extend to those who call the adhan and grant them similar blessings to those bestowed upon martyrs. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated six virtues for a martyr. He is forgiven before the first drop of his blood reaches the ground. At the moment of martyrdom, he sees his place in paradise. He is shielded from the torment of the grave. He becomes fearless of the trials of judgment day. A crown of honor is placed upon his head, adorned with rubies more precious than the world and the universe combined, and is bestowed with 72 hoors. His intercession is accepted for 70 of his relatives. Therefore, when you call the adhan, do so with the hope that Allah Almighty will bestow upon you the virtue and blessings reserved for martyrs. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever calls the adhan for the five prayers with faith and the intention of reward, his past sins will be forgiven. And whoever leads his fellows in the five prayers with faith and the intention of reward, his past sins will be forgiven. My dear viewers, this hadith teaches us that calling the adhan is a means of forgiveness for a Muslim sin. Similarly, leading salah carries the glad tiding that the sins of the one leading the prayers are also forgiven. My dear viewers, in this hadith, the significance of intention is emphasized by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who promises blessings for those who perform both action with the intention of seeking reward. Both calling the adhan and leading salah are virtuous deeds, but they become sources of reward and forgiveness only when accompanied by sincere intention. When you intend to call the adhan solely for the pleasure of Allah Almighty, you will be rewarded. However, if you call the adhan to showcase your voice or for worldly recognition, you risk losing these virtues. Therefore, it is crucial to ensure that our intentions are pure. By avoiding worldly desires and focusing solely on the pleasure of Allah Almighty, our deeds become pathways to forgiveness. Make the intention that you will call the azan so that everyone who hears your voice will bear witness that you are someone who remembers Allah Almighty. My dear viewers, when the azan resounds, it becomes a profound act of remembrance of Allah Almighty. Every creature, from the smallest insects to the largest mammal, joins in seeking forgiveness for the muadhin, the one who calls the azan. Even the fish in the rivers join in the supplication. Angels repeat the azan when it's called, and upon its completion, they continue to pray for the muadhin's forgiveness until the day of judgment. Furthermore, it is said that those who regularly call the azan are granted protection from the agonies of death and the torment of the grave, ensuring a peaceful passage in the grave. My dear viewers, calling the azan isn't just a call to prayer. It is also a profound act of remembering Allah Almighty. By fulfilling this duty, we also partake in the blessings of remembering our Creator. It is a practice rooted in the Quranic command to remember Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty proclaims, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu zkurullaha dhikran kathira. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, O you who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance. In this verse, Muslims are instructed to remember Allah Almighty abundantly. This remembrance encompasses various acts such as reciting the Shahada, praising and glorifying Allah Almighty, and more. Calling the Adhan is also a form of remembering Allah Almighty. Engaging in this remembrance brings peaceful blessings. Let's explore some blessings together. Remembering Allah Almighty brings us pleasure. It leads to closeness to Allah Almighty. Doors to recognizing the Lord are opened. Allah Almighty remembers those who remember Him. It grants salvation from Allah Almighty's punishment. It acts as a shield from hell. Those who engage in remembrance are spared from the regret on Judgment Day. People who remember Allah Almighty and those around them are blessed with honor. Abundant remembrance of Allah Almighty prevents misfortune. Those who engage in abundant remembrance of Allah Almighty will be granted a high rank in His court on Judgment Day. Allah Almighty's remembrance brings tranquility and mercy. It expiates sins and errors. Allah Almighty's remembrance protects one's soul from Satan, causing Satan to flee. The one who calls azan will receive these blessings and excellences by the mercy of Allah Almighty. So, whenever you have the opportunity, call azan with sincere intentions. My dear viewers, Allah Almighty described the attribute of the Muslim Ummah as a group that encourages each other towards righteousness. When a person calls out, Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala al-falah, come for salah and come to success, it is indeed a call to righteousness. The act of enjoining good, mentioned with excellence in the Holy Quran, is also emphasized in numerous ahadiths. Scholars have extensively discussed the benefits of enjoining good, considering it an act of worship. The one who encourages good not only benefits himself, but also others. It is similar to performing a righteous deed. For those who enjoin good, Allah Almighty promises success. Their words hold special favor in the divine court. Enjoying good brings pleasure to the worshipper and assures him of paradise. Even in the world and the grave, they are blessed with closeness to Allah Almighty. On Judgment Day, they will find refuge under the shade of Allah's throne. Enjoining good has been the path of the virtuous saints, blessed companions, and even the prophets alayhi wasalam. And calling azan is, in a way, an invitation to righteousness. Therefore, the one who calls azan will indeed reap these virtues. Make the intention that before calling the azan, you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers, reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brings blessings, and it is mustahab to recite durood before the adhan. Allah Almighty proclaims in the Holy Quran, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the Prophet. O you who believe, send blessings upon him and much salutations. In this Quranic verse, Allah Almighty commanded us to recite durood, and He did not specify particular words or time for the recitation. Reciting durood is a commendable deed that consistently earns reward and invokes divine mercy. Its practice is not bound by any specific time. Scholars affirm that reciting durood before adhan and iqamah is permissible and even commendable. It is a virtuous act that aligns with Islamic teachings and is encouraged to be embraced. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sanna fil Islami sunnatan hasanatan, fa'umila biha ba'dahu kutiba lahu mithlu ajri man amila biha wa la yanqusu min ujurihim shay'un wa man sanna fil Islami sunnatan sayyi'atan فَعُمِلَ بِهَا بَعْدَهُ كُتِبَ عَلَيْهِ مِثْلُ وِزْرِ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا وَلَا يَنْقُسُ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. He who introduced some good practice in Islam which was followed after him by people, he would be assured of the reward like one who followed it, without the rewards being diminished in any respect. And he who introduced some evil practice in Islam which had been followed subsequently by others, he would be required to bear the burden like that of one who followed this evil practice without theirs being diminished in any respect." This hadith teaches us that if an action is not prohibited and is indeed virtuous, there is no harm in adopting it. Reciting durood before adhan falls within this realm. It is not forbidden by Sharia, so there is no objection to it. My dear viewers, we've explored some intentions behind calling adhan. Just as there are manners of calling adhan, there are also etiquettes for listening to it and answering. It is essential to reply to adhan. When the muadhin completes Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the listener should say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar after the muadhin. Similarly, for other phrases, there are corresponding responses. When the muadhin calls Ashhadu Anna Muhammadan Rasulullah the first time, the reply should say Sallallahu Alaika Ya Rasulullah. When the muadhin calls out these words again, the replier should say, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي بِكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. And for حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ and حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ, one should say, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Responding to iqama is also mustahab. The rewards for replying to adhan are abundant. As the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "O women, when you hear Bilal calling adhan and iqama, repeat after him. For Allah Almighty will record 100,000 virtues for you for each word, elevate 1,000 ranks, and remove 1,000 sins." Upon hearing this, the women asked, "This is for women. What reward is there for men?" The Holy Prophet ﷺ replied, "For men, the reward is doubled." My dear viewers, replying to the adhan carries numerous blessings, and those who reply to it receive abundant virtues. When adhan resounds, we should pause everything and respond to it. May Allah Almighty grant us reverence for adhan and bless us abundantly for our responses to it. My dear viewers, today we explored the virtues of calling adhan and the intentions behind it. May Allah Almighty enable us to respect adhan and guide us to adhere to its etiquettes. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiil Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake. May Allah keep our intentions pure and holy for His sake.